What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled "You Are Harming Austin Holman by Donating to Him." Now, Austin Holman, as you guys know, in less than a year, he went from being a small, broke kid in Texas to living the high life in Africa. He's getting money from you guys in the form of Cash App, PayPal donations, maybe to the tune of $4,000 or $5,000 a month. That's in addition to the $3,000 he's getting from YouTube AdSense. So Austin Holman is making about $6,000, maybe $7,000 a month, and that number is growing. So what he's doing is that he is living the baller life in Africa, all on your dime. Now, guys, I'm not upset at Austin Holman taking advantage of you Austinites out there who are ride or die no matter what. You guys are living vicariously through Austin Holman. I get it. That's cool, guys, okay? A lot of you young guys out there, you never left the hood. You're probably watching this on your mama's couch right about now. So giving Austin Holman $5-$10 every now and then, you know, so he can go out and do what you don't, what you cannot do, that I get it, that's cool. You old dudes out there, your years, your best years are long behind you. Maybe you never even had best years to begin with. You're the ones who are donating him maybe $50, $100, $500 every now and then so he can go live his best life on your behalf. I get it, you want to live vicariously through Austin Holman. I get it. At the end of the day, guys, it's your money. You can do with it whatever you want. And I find it, you know, even though I find it reprehensible that Austin Holman is buying friends and women in Africa and he's trying to pass it off as genuine relationships to you when in reality it's all pay to play. For example, when you guys see Austin Holman was a hottie in the club, do you think she got with him because he's a cool American boy? Absolutely not. Pay to play. Hey, I do pay to play too, except I say it to your face. I do pay to play, guys, okay? Austin Holman tries to pass off pay to play as a genuine relationship, and it's not. When you guys see Austin Holman going into the nightclub, somebody's following him with a camera, he's shaking hands with people, he's talking to other men, he's flirting with women. These are all people who are paid, who are paid to be there with him, guys. You need to understand, when Austin Holman had his birthday party in Tanzania a couple of weeks ago, okay, he had booze, he had cigars, he had food, he had it all. Do you guys think that the Tanzanian people that Austin Holman just met yesterday, do you think that these people, out of the goodness of their hearts, they decided to chip in and throw a shindig, you know, a birthday party surprise to this cool American boy? No, of course not. He's paying for all of that using your money, and then he turns around and he says, hey, it's because I'm such a cool dude, these people love me and they're gonna support me. You guys need to understand something very important. Tech Lead did a very, very good video about this a couple of days ago. I actually put that video, I cloned that video on MGTOW TV. So Tech Lead said, don't ever trust online influencers. Why? Because they're trying to sell you a lifestyle that they themselves don't have. And he used Andrew Tate. Guys, Andrew Tate rented cars, yet he'll tell you, that's my Bugatti, that's my Lambo, that's my this, that's my that. Those were all cars he rented. Then he tried to show you off all the women that he's been with. They were all actresses. They were all models, okay? These were not women that were with Andrew Tate because, you know, he's Mr. Suave. No, they were getting paid to be there. This is what people like Austin Holman do, guys. They go out, they use your money, they pay for women, they pay for guys to hang out with them, and then they turn around and they tell you, hey man, it's because Africa is amazing, it's because I'm awesome sauce, and if you guys want to be like me, pay me. Remember AMS, guys? Remember yo homie, yo, I'm Alpha? He was charging you guys $1,000 for a freaking phone call. This is what people like Austin Holman, AMS, and so many grifters on YouTube do. They sell you a fake life. I mean, AMS didn't even have to sell you anything, you know? At least Austin Holman is going overseas and buying women and putting them on camera. AMS, he just came out and said, you know, remember when AMS was doing his videos to begin with? He was doing them in portrait mode. Instead of doing them like normal people would, like the way I'm doing it, he'd do it where the phone is like this, you know? AMS never showed you a woman. He never showed you anything. He just said, oh yeah, man, I smashed 500 women. So give me money and I'm going to tell you how to smash women too, okay? So at least Austin Holman is actually using your money to buy women and, you know, buy friends and shit like that. So good for him. Now, this video is not going to be so much about Austin Holman lying to you about a lifestyle that he's paying for using your money. Even though that I find that to be quite frankly unethical and immoral, I'm not going to hold that against him, because that's what a lot of YouTubers out there are doing. Whether it's Andrew Tate, whether it's AMS, that's what everybody is doing. By the way, guys, have you noticed that there's a lot of people coming into this travel bro industry telling you, oh man, come to Mexico, I'm married to a Mexican girl, I got a Mexican girlfriend. Let me tell you something, guys. As somebody who traveled to Mexico, as somebody who traveled to Colombia, these travel bros, it's all pay to play. They're simply renting girls out. That Afro-Colombiana girl that I showed you in my videos, yeah, pay to play. She wanted her rent paid. How much to pay your rent, baby mama? Oh, $60-$70. There you go. I had her for 2 nights. I simply paid off her rent. You guys need to understand, this is what Austin Holman does. This is what all these travel bros do. They go to like a hostess bar, or they go to where they have bottle service, you know. You guys need to understand, women who work in the bottle service industry, even here in America, they're either trying to sell you alcohol or they're trying to sell you themselves. I don't drink alcohol, so I buy the woman, okay? I don't buy alcohol, I buy the woman. Think about it. All the women that Austin Holman had, they were all from nightclubs, they were all from bars. Do you think he's getting good woman? No, he's not. Like Black Man Travel said to me, by the way, guys, Black Man Travels is on MGTOW TV, he's on YouTube, obviously. Go subscribe to Black Man Travels. He's a real deal. He's about my age, in his 40s. He has his own business. You know, he's not some young punk kid, you know, begging you for Cash App donations, you know. He has his own businesses. I think he speaks multiple languages. I speak 2 languages fluently, English and Arabic, picking up on Spanish. So go subscribe to Black Man Travels on MGTOW TV and on YouTube. So like Black Man Travels said to me a couple of weeks ago, hey Amr, when you roll into a country, you don't know the language, you don't know the culture, you really don't know anybody there, and you get a girl home with you in T-minus 1 hour, do you think she's high quality? Obviously not. If anything, we are taking the woman that her own people don't want. Let me tell you that one more time, okay? When you guys like Austin Holman, guys like me, when we waltz into a country and within an hour or two we got some girl hanging off of our arm, this is the girl that nobody in that country wants. So we're actually taking all the low quality rejected woman that high quality men in her country do not want, okay? Now in my case, Amr Metwali, I say that to your face. Austin Holman, on the other hand, he passes off this low quality woman as marriage material. You guys remember Kate, you know, the Thai girl? What was Austin Holman telling you about Kate? He was telling you that Kate is wifey material, she cooks, she cleans for him, yet what did he do? He bailed on her. Why? She's a low quality woman who demanded to make more money off of him. You guys need to understand something, okay? These people, they look at Austin Holman's channel. They see his channel getting bigger, more views, okay? They see you Super Chat and Cash App and him money. So yeah, these women want that money. You know, when you see Austin Holman, you know, having pictures with men with a big smile on their face, it's not because he's a high quality, cool American dude. It's because he is probably some sucker simp that's gonna invest in whatever scam they have going on. By the way, guys, again, I don't mind if you want to give Austin Holman $5, $10, maybe a couple of $100 for him to have fun. But if Austin Holman ever approaches you guys and says, hey man, I found this great business investment in Africa, give me thousands of dollars, you're going to be my partner, do not give him any money, because he's going to scam you, okay? If he doesn't scam you, whoever is in charge of the business will ultimately end up scamming him and scamming you, but you're going to be left holding the bag because he's getting your money. You guys need to understand, Austin Holman's entire existence from day number one was funded by other people. I've already shown you guys with absolute proof, Austin Holman took out tens of thousands of dollars in PPP loans from the federal government for his business. He took that money and he traveled with it. In fact, Austin Holman's last paycheck from the US federal government was almost $10,000 in the end of February, not of February of this year, but the February before. And a month or two later, Austin Holman was traveling all over Brazil. Where do you think Austin Holman got the money to travel all over Brazil? He got that from us, the tax payer. So Austin Holman's entire year abroad has been funded by you and me. Whether I'm the one who's paying taxes and I gave him the PPP loan, you know, or whether it's you guys Cash Apping him money or Super Chatting him. And again, guys, at the end of the day, it's your money. You can do with it whatever the flying F you want. Now, this video, we're going to concentrate more on the fact that you're actually harming Austin Holman. And I'm going to tell you why. Austin Holman suffers from narcissistic personality disorder. This is why Austin Holman can put his entire channel, Passport Bro this, Passport Bro that, and then when his channel gets big enough, he shits all over Passport Bros. Remember, guys, this is a guy who started his entire channel about how much he hated American black women, and then just a couple of days ago, he made a post saying that Passport Bros are the ones who hate American black women. It's like, bruh, your entire channel was Passport Bro this, Passport Bro that, American black women suck, and now you're doing the total opposite. Are you a hypocrite? No, he's a narcissistic person, okay? You guys need to understand. A lot of you black people out there, let's keep it 100. You don't believe in mental health. There are personality disorders out there. Bipolar personality disorder, narcissistic personality disorder, borderline personality disorder. There's mental illness is real. If it's a personality disorder, it simply means that you're a piece of shit. That's all there is to it, okay? So in the case of Austin Holman, for example, Austin Holman, he has no impulse control. Why? He's bipolar. And the thing you guys need to understand is very, very, very simple, okay? You could be comorbid. Comorbid means you have multiple personality disorders, you have multiple mental illnesses at the same time. For example, Austin Holman is an NPD. He has narcissistic personality disorder comorbid with bipolar. And on top of that, guys, this is what really sucks about Austin Holman. He is on the autistic spectrum. Look at Austin Holman. Look, see, there's a reason why Austin Holman is wearing big old sunglasses. He's hiding the fact that he has Down syndrome. Look at Austin Holman really well, guys. Look at his face. He is on the spectrum. Now, he's not a full Downy baby. He does have a hint of Down syndrome. There's a reason why women in Brazil, women in America hate Austin Holman. Let me tell you something. Like Sandman said, women are nature's certain algorithm. Okay, guys? Women do not want to have genetically inferior DNA. Okay? Austin Holman being somebody who's autistic, someone who has Down syndrome. Not full Down syndrome, but he does have a good portion of Down syndrome. He is a genetically inferior man. Therefore, his DNA is not supposed to go into the next generation. So these women out there, guys, these women out there, they're purposely making sure that Austin Holman does not get his DNA passed on to the next generation. This is why American women stay away from him. This is why the Brazilian woman went after him, trying to get him thrown in prison. In fact, Austin Holman himself said, "I was about to be thrown in jail, but I hopped on a plane before they were able to catch me in Brazil." There you go, guys. Austin Holman knows what he's doing is bad. Now, this is where you guys come in. This is very important. Now, you guys need to understand, I've had experience with people who suffered from narcissistic personality disorder and borderline personality disorder. I'm talking to you from experience. My Egyptian cousin, second cousin, if you want to be technical, okay? For those of you who don't know my story, about 5-6 years ago, I went back to Egypt. Egypt is in Africa. You know, I went back there, you know, my people, you know. Let me tell you something, guys. Africa fucking sucks, okay? On the outside, these people are good to you, but in reality, they're just waiting to take advantage of you. Kenya is no different. Tanzania is no different. So when you guys see Austin Holman saying, "Oh, African people are beautiful," he's lying to you, okay, guys? They're all out to get you. You guys need to understand, poverty is real. A lot of these people out there in Africa, right now, inflation. I have friends in Egypt who are telling me inflation is off the charts in Egypt. People out there, they can't even find food to eat, okay, guys? So imagine you're Austin Holman, you're making $6,000-$8,000 a month off of you Sims out there. Do you think an African who's making, you know, maybe $300 a month and they can't even afford to eat? Hell yeah, these guys are gonna act like, "Oh, Austin Holman, you're the bestest, you're the greatest." Of course women are gonna hook up with him. They, quite frankly, you'd be dumb as a woman not to hook up with Austin Holman. These are not genuine connection, guys. These are women who are with him because he's doing pay to play, okay? For example, Austin Holman took some Somali girl on a trip to Kenya to the national parks. Hell yeah, this bitch is gonna be with him. He's paying for her to live the high life, okay? And again, ain't nothing wrong with a dude paying woman to be with him. Austin, Andrew Tate does it. I do it. A lot of these travel bros do it. But they're trying to push these relationships as if the girl is with them because, you know, they're cool American dudes. No, it's pay to play. I want you guys to understand something, okay? My Afro-Colombiana chick, she told me this. She said, you know, she uses a translator because she doesn't speak English, okay? She told me, "Amar, be careful here in Colombia because women will see you as money." You guys need to understand, you and I are nothing more than money to third worlded poverty stricken woman. This whole thing of my people, I'm gonna go back to Africa, I'm gonna go back to Egypt, you know, the people are gonna worship me, the people are gonna be like, "My brother, you finally back." No. If anything, these people disrespect you, and I'm gonna tell you why. You see, if you are American like me and you go back to the old country or the continent, in the case of Austin Holman, people are going to look at you like you're one of two things. Either you're a fugitive running from the law, which in Austin Holman's case is true because he's running from the law in Brazil, or you weren't good enough to make it in America, okay? Which is kind of true. I mean, Austin Holman already told you to your face, this type of life where I'm a baller, you know, going to the clubs every night, buying custom-made suits, smoking cigars, you know, buying alcohol. He can't do that shit in America, so he does that shit overseas. So again, in a way, these African people are right. If you are American and you live in their country, you're either running from the law or you couldn't make it in America, so you come here and you act like you're some sort of baller. So in a way, you are a loser. Yes, this is why I haven't been back to Egypt ever since my cousin and my ex-wife, and I'll be making a video about her. And again, going to what Black Man Travel said, when you go overseas, you're getting nothing but low quality woman, okay? My ex, she was a low quality woman, guys. She did the whole Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, praise Jesus, I'm a good Muslim girl, when in reality, she was a fucking whore. It is what it is, guys. Again, like Black Man Travel said, you and I, when we go overseas, especially in the third world, we're getting nothing but low quality woman that the other guys don't even want, okay? Her own kind don't want her, okay? So, going back to the problem with Austin Holman and you guys giving him money. So, he has narcissistic personality disorder where he thinks he's better than everybody, okay? Austin Holman said to you guys, I'm two steps ahead of everybody. He also said, nobody can pull a fast one on me. What's the old saying? Arrogance goes before a fall, right? You guys gotta remember, Austin Holman is only 24 years old, okay? He's a young dude. Who do you think can survive a great white shark attack? A seal pup or an old pup? The answer is the old seal. Why? Because the old seal has experience dodging great white sharks. This goes for everything, including us human beings. Who would you guys rather have constructing your house? A 20-year-old kid who just started the job yesterday, or an old dude, 40 years old, doing this job for 20 years? Of course, you're gonna take the old dude over the young guy who just started, because the old dude has experience. You see, Austin Holman, as a narcissistic person, he has to hone his skills. Let me say this one more time. As a narcissistic person, Austin Holman has to hone his skills. Take my cousin, for example. My cousin was younger than me by 6 years, okay? So when I went and I did the restaurant with him 6 years ago, I was 36 years old. He was like 30, 31 years old. He already had 10 plus years honing his skills as a narcissist, okay? My cousin was in Dubai. Actually, if my cousin, like Austin Holman, he had to flee Dubai, you know? Just like Austin Holman fled Brazil, my cousin, second cousin, if you want to be technical, he fled Dubai. If my second cousin was to step foot in Dubai, they will arrest him on the plane. Why? Because he scammed people in Dubai. Okay, let me tell you something. Narcissistic people, they don't learn. They don't learn. They only become better scammers. They only become more arrogant, okay? Even if you whoop their motherfucking ass, they will never, ever learn. My second cousin, before he scammed me, he scammed the wrong person. He was in a coma for several days. You wanna know what happened? We don't even know what happened. He himself doesn't know what happened. Why? Because he was standing around, somebody came up from behind him. We don't know. He himself doesn't know. Could have been a crowbar, could have been a tree branch. All my cousin knows is that he was standing somewhere, and then the next thing you know, he wakes up in a hospital in a coma. Okay? This is what I want you guys out there who are supporting us to, no matter what, to understand. All it takes is for you to fuck with the wrong person. You just fuck with the wrong person, that's when it could be over for you. Now, did my cousin learn from the guy before me who whooped his ass? No, he didn't. He just learned how to scam better. Now, my cousin, see, here's what you guys need to understand. People like Austin Holman and my cousin, when they have money going into their hand, especially easy money, money that's your money, not their money, they will take up all sort of illicit vices, okay? My cousin was into cocaine, prostitution, alcohol, smoking. What did Austin do in his birthday party? He smoked a whole shitload of cigars. He got hella drunk, you know. Even Austin Holman in his community post said, "Hey, I just got too drunk. I smoked too many cigars." This is what's happening. Austin Holman, because he has all this money, your money actually, he is taking up all these dangerous vices. This is what you guys need to understand with narcissistic personality disordered people. Because they are inherently malignant, meaning that they're bad, they have bad intentions for everybody, okay? There's an African dude out there. I actually cloned his video on MGTOW TV the other day. I think his channel name was Pan African Strikes Back. So this African dude, he did a really good video about Austin Holman. He said Austin Holman is making all the wrong moves in Africa. And he's 100% right. You know, Austin Holman, he thinks he's better than the African people because he's American, he's making money. He's rubbing the people the wrong way. Either he's gonna go up against somebody who's a better scammer than him and take all he has, which is really all you guys have, or he's gonna go up against somebody that might whoop his ass. This is why I'm making this video. All of you guys out there who are donating to Austin Holman, you're actually harming him, because Austin Holman did not have the time to hone his skills as a scammer, okay? And just a year ago, he was an unimportant loser nobody in fucking Texas, and now he's top of the world, okay? As far as he's concerned, he's all that in a bag of chips. He is the bestest, greatest in the world. He's making tens of thousands of dollars. He's living the high life. He got all the hot prostitutes in Africa. He's drinking alcohol. He's smoking cigars. You know, he's hanging out with other scammers. He's living the high life. And he thinks he's doing it because he's the best in the world. In reality, he's able to do that because you guys are giving him the money. Remember, yo, homie. How is AMS able to afford a G-Wagon? Your money. You see, these guys, whether it's Andrew Tate, AMS, Austin Holman, they take your money. They go buy these women. They go buy all this luxury shit. They turn around and they tell you, "Hey guys, because I'm so awesome, pay me money so you guys can be like me." But in reality, they're using your money. Again, a lot of you guys out there, let's keep it 100, a lot of you guys out there are fucking losers, okay? You will never ever mount to anything of importance, and quite frankly, a lot of you guys out there, you know you're losers. You know, I've had black people come into my comment section about Austin Holman. They're like, "Yeah, I know I'm giving him free money, but you know what? Austin Holman is gonna do what I will not do. Austin Holman will get a passport. Austin Holman will hop on a plane. Austin Holman will go to Africa. I'm not gonna do that. So I'd rather give him money and let him go out and have fun." Again, your money, do with it whatever you want. Now, in the case of Austin Holman, guys, you need to understand. You look at my Egyptian cousin, okay? After he destroyed my restaurant, what's my Egyptian cousin doing right now? He's living with his mama. Now, his mama is my cousin. This is why I say he's my second cousin, okay? He's living with his mama. His wife divorced him. She abandoned the kids. And his mama, which is my cousin, is actually taking care of his kids because he's a deadbeat father. He's working a minimum wage job in Egypt. And all he does is smoke hashish, and that's it, you know? Last I heard, he found himself a dopey post-war Egyptian girl from a rich family, and he's trying to scam her out of her inheritance. Again, NPD people, they don't learn. They only learn how to become better scammers. Period, okay? So, it's actually better for... Imagine this, guys. Imagine this, right? Let's say you guys didn't cash app Austin Holman thousands of dollars for his birthday. Would he bought all that alcohol? Would he have bought all those cigars? No, he wouldn't have done that because he didn't have your money for it. You guys out there, you're funding Austin Holman's bad lifestyle. Again, one of two things is going to happen with Austin Holman. Either he's going to rub the wrong person in the wrong way, and that person is going to knock him the fuck out, okay? Or he will get addicted to drugs, cocaine, alcohol, cigars, things that will end his life. This is what I want everybody out here to understand. Austin Holman is not a normal, healthy human being. He suffers from narcissistic personality disorder. He's comorbid with bipolar. He's a product of a single mother. So right off the bat, you know, that's, he's very feminine, very emotional. And on top of all that, guys, the fact that he is on the autistic spectrum again. Look at his eye area. Look at this area, you know. If Austin Holman was just a narcissist alone, that would actually work in his favor when it comes to women. Why? Because women like guys with the dark triad. You know, the dark triad is like narcissistic, abusive, stuff like that, okay? So if Austin Holman was just a narcissist alone, that would actually work in his favor when it comes to attracting women, you know. But because he is on the spectrum and he does have Down syndrome, this is why women don't want to be with him unless he is paying them money. Again, all the women Austin Holman has been with, whether it's in Thailand, Tanzania, Kenya, or whatever country he's going to go to next, it's all pay to play with your money. Okay, guys? So again, your money, do with it whatever the fuck you want. I'm just saying, if you care for Austin Holman, don't give him hundreds or thousands of dollars. And if, again, I cannot stress this enough, if Austin Holman ever says, hey guys, I found a business opportunity in Africa, Cash App me thousands of dollars, you're gonna be my business partner, do not give him a cent. Either he's gonna scam you or a smarter scammer is gonna scam him, okay? Do not give Austin Holman money for business opportunities. I'm telling you guys, as somebody who actually did that with a narcissist, do not do it. You want to give him $5-$10 here and there so he can buy a cigar? Okay, fine, even though that's harming him. You want to give him a couple of $100 so he can buy a prostitute and, you know, get some alcohol to get her drunk? Okay, fine. You know, again, you're harming him, but hey, man, it's just so many wrong and bad things. I mean, I was thinking of actually not doing this video because I'm like, you know, man, let these fools learn the hard way. But if somebody came up to me, you know, 6 years ago and said, hey, Amr, your cousin is a narcissist, he's a fucking scammer, don't do business with him, I would have not done business with him, okay? So I'm making this video for me, actually. I'm not making this video for you guys out there. I'm making this video for guys like me, because a lot of you guys out there, you're hitting me up on IG, in my comment section, in email, saying, yo, Amr, something ain't right about Austin Holman. I just can't figure it out. That's who this video is for. I get it. The vast majority of you guys out there, you're Austinites, vote blue no matter who, right? You're gonna ride or die with Austin, and that's cool, guys, that's cool. But this video is for the people out there who have eyes to see, ears to hear, and a brain to think with. This is not for Austinites. In fact, you Austinites out there, I have something special for you. You see, every month I'm gonna give a special shout out to the person who in the previous month gave Austin Holman the most donations. So, for example, okay, on July 1st, I'm going to give a special shout out to the person who in this month of June donated the most amount of money to Austin. So you guys out there who are donating Austin, send me a screenshot of your Cash App, PayPal, Super Chat. End of the month, I'm gonna tally that shit up, and on the first day of June, I'm gonna say, hey guys, this is the guy who gave Austin Holman the most amount of money in June. So that's what I'm gonna do for you Austinites out there. That's a competition, something you guys can be proud of. In fact, you know, remember back in kindergarten where when you become teacher's pet, they give you like a certificate? I'm gonna do that, guys. Honestly, real talk. I'm gonna have a certificate for the person who gives Austin Holman the most amount of money in 1 month. Okay, I'm gonna give you a certificate. You can hang it on your wall, you know, show it to the world. I gave Austin Holman the most amount of money in 1 month. That's something for you Austinites to be really proud of, okay? That's what I'm doing for you guys. But for you guys out there who have eyes to see, ears to hear, a brain to think, Austin Holman is not a normal, healthy person. He's narcissistic, personality disordered, comorbid with bipolar. See, this is why Austin Holman can hop on a plane same day, spend $500 for a ticket that if he got it yesterday would have been only $100, because he has no impulse control, okay guys? And again, it's not his money. I mean, for Austin Holman to spend $500 on a plane ticket that he could have gotten it for $100, what does that tell you? He's making a shitload of money off of you guys. So that's pretty much my video for you guys out there. I cannot stress this enough, guys. A lot of people are coming into this travel bro, passport bro community. They just want your money. This is why they're gonna hire a woman and they're gonna say, hey, this is my wife, this is my girlfriend. Back in America, I was an unimportant loser, nobody. And now, because I hopped on a plane, I came to Mexico, I came to Colombia, look at me, I got this beautiful woman. You know, she's my girlfriend, she's my wife. It's all pay to play. You guys need to understand something very important, okay? Inflation here in America is off the chain, and it's only gonna get worse. You know, before Scamarona, before the pandemic, these guys, these travel bros, they were doing okay, but now they're struggling very bad here in America. So they want to be able to live overseas. You can live in Mexico or Colombia for $1,000 a month as a fucking king. So what these travel bros, what they want to do is that they want to sell you this fake glamorized life in Colombia, Thailand, wherever, right? Just so they can make money off of you. I'm telling you right now, guys, a lot of these people out there, they're gonna say, hey man, pay me $150. I'll tell you how to come to Colombia and get yourself a girlfriend. Guys, I am telling you this right now. As more and more passport bros go overseas, women are gonna become mercenaries. For those of you who don't know, a mercenary is a hired gun, okay? As long as you pay them, they're gonna ride with you. A lot of these girls out there, Austin Holman is a perfect example of it, okay? A lot of these girls out there, as long as you are able to pay them money or buy them nice stuff. Again, Austin Holman took some Somali girl on a high-end tour of a national park. He's paying for pussy, guys, okay? And again, I do the same thing, except I say to your face, I pay for pussy, okay? Women are mercenaries, okay guys? Women don't want relationships. So as long as you're willing to spend a little money on a girl, you know, she'll ride with you. Now the problem Austin Holman did with Katie is that he lowballed Katie. You see, Austin Holman's channel got big because of Kate, okay? Before Kate, Austin Holman's channel wasn't really going anywhere, but because of Kate, Austin Holman's channel got really big, okay? And this is what he tried to get with Kate the second time, because she was the reason why his channel got really big, okay? Now here's the thing. Kate, she looked at his channel, she was like, wait a minute, Before I came along, his channel wasn't going nowhere. Now he's getting like 20,000-30,000 views a video because of me. I want more money. He wasn't willing to give her more money, so he ran off to the Philippines to see if he could do the same thing over there. Word up from another Black Manosphere content creator is that Austin Hallman had a problem with the police in the Philippines. This is why he had to flee the Philippines and go back to Thailand. He tried to make things work out with Kate. It didn't work out, and he came back to and he fled to Africa. Have you guys noticed that all of Austin Hallman's travels in the past year is him fleeing? You know, he had to flee Brazil, otherwise he would get arrested. He had to flee Thailand. He had to flee the Philippines. We don't know what happened in Tanzania. He's gonna flee Kenya, you know, in a couple of days anyways. So here's what you guys need to understand. There's a reason why Austin Hallman doesn't stay with the same girl. It's because in the beginning, yeah, they'll let you take a thumbnail from them. They'll go out with you. They'll let them use your permission in making a video, okay? But they're gonna ask for more money. You guys have to understand, that Somali girl that Austin Hallman has that you guys are all fawning over, she's gonna ask for more money, okay? As Austin Hallman's channel gets bigger because of her, as more of you guys give him money because, well, you know, he has a girl, she's gonna demand more money. So one of two things is gonna happen, guys. Either Austin Hallman is gonna cut her loose because she's demanding more money, or he's actually gonna shame and guilt you into giving him more money, so he can afford her. This is why you guys out there seldom see Austin Hallman with the same chick more than a few times, because again, they're mercenaries. They're all hired guns, okay? First video, second video, they might be cool with it, but when they see your channel going up in views, they see your donations going up, eventually these girls are gonna start demanding more money. This is what I want everybody here to understand. Austin Hallman's life, just like the life of AMS, just like the life of Andrew Tate, it's all fake, guys. It's all fake. They're selling you their life as something authentic. It's fake. They're using your money to sell you a fake lifestyle. Listen, everybody watching this video, unless you're fucking retarded and fucking homeless, you know, even if you're fucking homeless, guys, you can still work DoorDash. I mean, unless you're fucking retarded at this point, anybody here can live the Austin Hallman lifestyle, okay? I call that the alpha male lifestyle. Guys, you know, the reason why I call my channel Alpha Male Lifestyle is because, listen, guys, you guys saw me. Almost a year ago, I went to Cancun, fucked three bitches, came back the next day. The trip cost me like what, $500-$600, $150 round trip ticket, $50 Airbnb, $300 to fuck three bitches, $500 I live the Austin Hallman life, okay? So you guys out there, I mean, unless you're fucking retarded or lazy as fuck, if you live in America, you live in the West, I mean, even if you fucking live in fucking Europe, go to fucking Latvia. If you live in fucking, Australia, go to fucking Thailand. You guys out there need to understand, it's all pay to play. There is nothing Austin Hallman is doing that's, let me give him $150 an hour so I can find out his secret. His secret is scamming you. That's really his secret, you know? So, at the end of the day, guys, you too can live that type of lifestyle if you are willing to pay for it. Guys, you need to understand, relationships are over. They're over. Women are selling pussy to the highest bidder. End of story. So the bottom line, guys, here is that by donating a lot of money to Austin Hallman, you are harming him because he did not have the time to hone his skills as a narcissist. He's moving too fast, too sloppy, and the wrong move with the government or with the wrong person could be the end of him. He might get addicted to cocaine, like my cousin. So you guys never know, man. You guys have to understand. Giving literally free money to somebody like Austin Holman is very, very, very bad for that person in the long or even in the short run. If you guys are not careful in the amount of money you're giving Austin Holman, don't be surprised if he gets popped. Don't be surprised if he ends up in prison somewhere in Africa. Don't be surprised if somebody scams him, okay? You need to understand, no matter how much of a good scammer you are, there's always a scammer out there who is better than you. Africa is the number one place for scammers in the world. Why? Africa is dirt poor. Africa is the only continent in the world where you can actually make it big by scamming people. You know, every other place in the world, hard work, smart work pays off. Not in Africa, guys. In Africa, hard work, smart work does not pay off at all. Scamming is the only thing that genuinely works in Africa. And look, even if the person, look, my cousin, you know, for about 3 months, you know, we had the restaurant in Egypt for 3 months, okay? During that 3 months, my cousin, he was doing cocaine, he was doing prostitutes, he was smoking cigars like Austin Holman, he was drinking alcohol, he was living the high life. Now, it's all over, and guess what? He doesn't care. He'll find somebody else to scam. This is how people like Austin Holman and my cousin roll. So I want you guys out there to understand, man. One, the lifestyle he's showing you, I cannot stress this enough, guys. The lifestyle he's showing you and just about every other travel bro out there is going to show you, it's all fake. They're all pay to play. You could do the same thing. There is no need for you guys to give anybody money, okay? There are websites in Latin America where you can get yourself a prostitute online. Go look for it, okay? There's this one website, I forgot the name of it, I used it, I know what it is. If you guys DM me, I'm not gonna charge you. I'll tell you the name of the website I used when I was in Cancun to get pussy, okay, guys? It's not that big of a deal. You know, you can go to fucking Colombia, Medellin, walk down 70th Street in Loralas, go to a hostess bar, find yourself a cute girl. Hey, baby mama, how much to take you home with me for the night? 300,000 pesos? Cool. Okay, that's what I did with the Afro-Colombiana chick. There is no valid reason for you guys to be paying anybody on the internet on how to travel. Now, if you want to pay somebody on traveling, how you can be safe, where to stay, the nice neighborhoods, okay, you can pay somebody for that. But if you're going to some country for the sole purpose of getting your dick wet and coming back the next day, there's no reason for you guys to pay anybody for that. Fucking go to Cartagena. You know, Spirit Airlines goes to Cartagena. Just take Spirit Airlines. You know, I'm in Miami, okay? I can hop on a plane from Miami, Cartagena, 3 hours, fuck a couple of bitches, make a U-turn, come back the next day. Same thing with Cancun, okay, guys? So if your sole purpose is to get your dick wet, there's no reason for you guys to pay anybody on the internet anything. And there's really no reason for you guys to be watching anybody's videos. Again, if you live in fucking America, go to Cartagena, go to fucking Colombia. I'm sorry, yeah, go to Cartagena in Colombia. You know, go to Cancun. You know, go to Playa del Carmen, Fifth Avenue. Tons of prostitutes over there. Yeah, they're probably going to charge you like $200. But hey, man, if you got that type of money, blow it. Again, there is a website that's very popular in Latin America. I forgot the name of it. I'm sure somebody will put it in the comments section. You know, Milaticris, Mili Eroticas. Again, it's a weird name. I forgot the name of it. I'm sure somebody's going to put it in the comments section. But at the end of the day, guys, if your sole purpose is to get your dick wet, please don't pay anybody out there, okay? Lastly, cannot stress this enough, man. If Austin Holman ever says, hey, man, I found this good business venture in Africa, Cash App me thousands of dollars. You're going to be my business partner. Do not give him a cent. Okay, guys? That's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace!